Good evening and welcome to our evening services. It's going to be a little bit different tonight. And thank you very much for your support for the Lads to Leaders. If you have any question on Lads to Leaders, please ask me, ask Mark, ask any one of the parent volunteers. It's really a fantastic program. So we want to thank the elders for allowing us this opportunity. So what we're doing this evening, all the young men are going to read their scriptures that they read for convention, which was over Easter weekend. So it's a little bit longer than a one verse. The convention, the rules were to read scriptures for 1 minute. So bear with them. It might be a little bit longer than what you're accustomed to, but they're all going to read the same scriptures that they read for convention. We're going to start a little slideshow here, and I'll tell you about the slideshow. The slideshow is going to give you a couple pictures with regards to Lads to Leaders and what took place. That is, every church that goes in there has a banner. So we had four of our young ladies that marched down the aisle with the banner. And then, again, more pictures, just some of the ladies. I'm going to comment more on some and less on others. And you might recognize one of your kids in there. It's just a whole evening or a whole weekend of a lot of fun. If you've never been to the Biltmore, that's inside, not the Biltmore, Gaylord. Biltmore's in Asheville. When we first walked in there, it's like a jungle. And there's like several thousand rooms. I think there were a total of 10,000 kids. That, I believe, is Lincoln. He was upstairs in the room and he was reading his scripture. That is most of us, but not all of us. Some people had already left, but we always try to get a group picture of everyone in attendance. That's a lot of Everetts. I think there's Campbell, Silas, and Davis. And there's Campbell. He was reading his scripture. We do a lot of puppets, and that's outside the room before they're going to go into their when they were going to actually perform. Again, that's the Everetts. There's Dina, one of our parent volunteers. She actually writes the puppet play. And there's a lot of kids. One of the rooms back there that you can see to the right, that was one of the rooms where you actually performed. I think that's Claire. And there's Jace, I think. That's just our practice. We're practicing the puppets throughout the year. Again, that's outside getting ready to perform our puppet show. We actually have, we've had two teams in the past. This year we had one. Michael Adam, that's Michael up there. Actually, Michael read a scripture in there as well, and that's Michael and his mom. This is one of my favorite pictures. Maybe it's because I took it. that, I think, is Amelia. And that right there is one of my highlights. It was Friday night. There's a few thousand people, and they're just singing a cappella. And it's the most amazing thing, but she sang with the rest of them. Every year, we actually we have one of our elders that provides ice cream for them. That's Michael up there reading some of the young ladies. And that is our puppet backdrop and everything like that. I had nothing to do with that. Someone said it might have looked like, I declined. But anyway, we invite everyone. If you want to be involved, if you'd like to know more about Lads to Leaders, if you recognize some of these young fellows, they'll be the ones that come up Sunday morning and read our scriptures for us. And I'm so envious of them to have been able to start. I think Levi could be our youngest. And always kind of tongue-in-cheek that they don't know they're supposed to be nervous. And so they get up there and do it with with nerves of steel. But anyway, let's all stand. We're going to have some songs that we're going to lead, and then we're going to read some scripture. Let's all stand together.
Where has the one who has been and born taken a Jews, who saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him? When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the hill's team with and teachers in the war, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. In Bethlehem and Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, O Israel.
Today I will be reading John chapter 11, verse 38 through 44. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said, for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe you sent me. When Jesus had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come on out. Jesus, the dead man came out with his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Today I will be reading Matthew 26 through 34, I guess. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and cried out in fear. Immediately Jesus spoke to them, have courage, it is I, don't be afraid. Lord, if it is you, Peter answered him, command me to come to you on the water. Come, he said, and climbing out of the boat, Peter started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the strength of the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus reached out his hand, caught hold of him, and said to him, you little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and then those in the boat worshipped him and said, truly, you are the Son of God.
Today I will be reading Psalms 100. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Now know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for Lord in God and his love endurance forever. His faithfulness continues throughout his journeys.
I will be reading 1 Peter 2, 9 through 12. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
We will be reading James 2:14-17. What good is it, my brother, if someone says they have faith but does not have work? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you say to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself does not have work. Instead,
I will be reading Ephesians 1:3-9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through holy and blameless in his sight. Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, with which he purposed in Christ.
I just want to say briefly how proud I am of each and every one of you and the work that you do, the work that takes place throughout the year with Lads to Leaders and at convention, but then the work that is done by you guys and by the young girls in Lads to Leaders throughout the year in service to the church and in great leadership projects. It's a wonderful work that's taking place, and I think that we are right now able to reap some of the benefits of that. Jesus went to the temple in Matthew 21, and a strange thing happened while he was there. He cleansed the temple. He got the leaders of the temple really upset. But then after that, the temple went from a place that he was calling a den of robbers to a place where the blind and the lame were able to find healing and find the presence of God. It says the blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. So incredible things are happening. But notice this next verse. This is Matthew 21 and verse 15. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. Do you hear what these children are saying? Is what the chief priests and the leaders ask. And they asked him that, and Jesus said, "Yes. Have you never read," and he quotes from Psalm 8, "from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise." Kind of an interesting back and forth that happens, but did you notice it is the children in the temple courts that are shouting and proclaiming praise and the very truth of God, and it's the leaders of the temple and the teachers of the law who are the ones unable to hear it and accept it. They're the ones who become indignant. Truth can come from a variety of sources, and tonight we're hearing truth taught, both in our singing and in the scriptures being read and in the words of truth from some of our young men here, and I am very grateful to hear it, and I'm thankful for each one of them. But regardless of who you hear truth from, the important thing that we need to ask ourselves is how you're going to respond to it. We want to right now offer an opportunity and an invitation for anyone who's here tonight who wants to get your life right with the Lord, who would like the prayers and help of the church to overcome sin in your life, or if there's anyone here upon response to the truth of the gospel who would like to become a Christian, please let that be known. You can come and sit on the front row while we stand and as we sing.
Today I'll be reading Genesis 7:14-24.
They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind. Everything with wings, pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them, came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth. As the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Everything on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days.
Today, I'll be reading Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have also obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has not been poured out within our hearts throughout the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
Today I'll be reading Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the devil's schemes. For your struggle against flesh and blood, but not against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this darkness world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. In the heavenly realms, therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of the evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm, then with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet lifted with the readiness of comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can exalt all the flaming arrows of evil. One, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which the word of God.
I'd just like to take this time to thank you, the congregation, for all your love and support of these young men and these young women. It means the world to us to know you have their support, that you love on them and you congratulate them for doing things like this, because we know it's not easy. It makes me nervous to be up here right now, but they're little kids and they just do it and smile and move on and just have fun. But just thank you for all your support through this program. We can grow men and women that have the heart of God. So thank you all.